New Hampshire's only death row inmate, Michael Addison, got a very long day in court today. New Hampshire's highest court held what may be an unprecedented hearing of more than 5 hours to review Addison's trial and the death sentence for his 2006 shooting of Manchester police officer Michael Briggs. And HBR's Josh Rogers was at the hearing, and he joins me now. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Brady.
So this was, by the standards of the Supreme Court, a very sprawling hearing. What all was under review?
Well, in general, the justice of the death penalty that was meted out by Hillsborough County jury to Michael Addison in 2008. In briefs, Addison's attorneys raised 22 specific issues. These vary widely, the constitutionality of the death penalty itself, whether or not Addison could get a fair trial in Manchester, whether or not the political ambitions of then Attorney General and now U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte played a role in how her office prosecuted this case were some of them. You know, these were all separate from the trial record itself, but the court was also looking at more technical points from the lower court trial.
And what were some of those technical points?
Well, whether the jury instruction was fair, whether it was right for the lower court judge to bar admission of transcripts of police interviews with Addison that his attorneys claim may have helped them make the case that Addison wasn't trying to kill Michael Briggs when he shot him, but was simply trying to escape arrest. There were also issues of whether the state's presentation of witnesses to Addison's conduct during other criminal acts separate from the shooting was appropriate, and if it was proper to discuss Addison's conditions of incarceration if he were given life in prison rather than the death penalty, specifically the claim that Addison would be watching football games on cable TV and bragging of, quote, popping a cop while shooting pool with other inmates, whether those things were improperly prejudicial, and, you know, there were others, too.
Addison's lawyers want his death sentence vacated and for him to be resentenced. The state, of course, argues the death sentence should stand. These can be pretty emotional hearings. What was this one like?
Well, not terribly emotional, which I guess is to be expected at the Supreme Court, but it is worth stressing that this case is, you know, far from every day over there. The length of the hearing was one thing. You also had the parents of Michael Briggs sitting in the front row, along with a number of Manchester police officers. On the other side of the courtroom, you had some relatives of Michael Addison. There were plenty of reporters, a lot of law students, and you know, whatever does happen in this case, and it will be some time before the court rules, it will at a minimum be, you know, rarely chartered waters in New Hampshire. Remember, the state hasn't put anyone to death since 1939.
Josh, thanks for the update.
You're welcome, Brady.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers. You can find more of our coverage of today's state Supreme Court hearing at nhpr.org.